Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And if you all can believe it, it is March. And I think that we have been bombarded with beautiful, pleasant, warm weather. Even though I know that we're a little hesitant that we may still get a late season frost.
Is that the Ides of March?
I don't know. Is And with that, we have things going in full spin in so many different directions. Before we get started on today's March gardening tips, let's go over some announcements. We are back in business on the Master Gardener Help Desk. So if you have any gardening questions, please make sure you give them a call at 771-2354. 771-2354. And they're up and running all week long. So if they're not in, the volunteers are not on the desk, just leave them a voicemail and they will return your call. A week from this week, the Master Gardeners will be at the Home and Garden Expo at the downtown El Paso Convention Center. That's going to be March the 8th through the 10th. They'll be out there answering all sorts of gardening questions. They will also have a series of different talks on the gardening stage, everything from planting spring vegetables, trees, and shrubs, and even they'll have a fairy garden talk on there. So there's something for everyone on March the 8th and the 10th. If you all have questions, please make sure that you take your smartphone, take your photos, or even take plant specimens because that really helps them answer questions.
And take your kiddos too because we have a kids' corner table and there's all sorts of fun activities that are there. And I don't know who has more fun, the kids or the parents.
Right.
But we really encourage you because we, you know, we're always planting a garden of new gardeners, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Do you have a pet corner?
There probably will be a pet corner. And, you know, sometimes we get placed by the pet corner. So it's very popular.
It is. Right.
It's like the place to be, you know, the pet corner and the gardening corner. So make sure you check out the Master Gardeners at the Home and Garden Expo next week, March 8th through the 10th. And then, John, before we know it, you're going to have a couple of events coming up at UTEP.
Right. We have our annual Sunscape program, and that'll be April 6th, and we are taking registration for that. It is $35. It's an all-day workshop. You can call 915-747-8994 and speak with Kay, and she'll give you more information or take your registration information either way. But we do encourage you to sign up for that because it is a first-come, first-serve, and we do have limited space on that. So,
and it's so applicable. I'm signed up.
All right.
Paid my dues the whole nine yards. So we'll look forward to seeing you all at that.
Well, designed to kind of help people out know, you know, a little bit more about gardening in the El Paso climate and kind of help them out. And with our garden nearby, they can see some of the native plants, lower water use plant material that can be used. We also have the annual UTEP plant sale coming up at the end of April, 27th and 28th, and we'll have several thousand plants and containers for people to purchase and take a look at, and that'll be 9 to 4 both days, Saturday and Sunday, so you're welcome to come out to that and take a look at some of the plants we have to offer. If nothing else, you can just kind of eye it and walk through it and see if there's something you like. But that will be on April 27th and 28th.
Have you put your order in for no wind that day?
Yes.
Really good weather, nice
yes,
and warm.
Yes, I have not heard anything back from the big man yet.
Okay. He is in charge, so we'll just have to wait and see. But we'll pray for really good, good warm, cozy weather.
And even though right now it may still be a little too cool for native plants, that maybe you're barely popping out of dormancy as we speak right now, but there's still a lot of tasks that gardeners can do in their gardens to get ready for spring.
Important task.
Yes, exactly. So one of those March tips that we have is to prepare our beds for warm season flowers and vegetables, incorporating 2 to 3 inch layers of organic matter, such as compost, is a really great recommendation. And I think it's important to kind of talk a little bit about the difference between compost and mulch.
And manure.
Yes, exactly.
And peat moss.
Right? All those different things, right? Because we're constantly bombarded with all these different products on the on the store shelves as well. Exactly. So we're looking at compost. We're looking at really doing an incorporation of organic matter. So we're looking at aged material. It's going to be
compost is actually a decomposed material.
Right, exactly.
You should not be able to recognize it.
Right. So it should smell earthy,
mm-hmm.
not foul.
Right.
Like, yeah,
rotten
exactly.
Eggs or anything.
Right, exactly. And you're able to incorporate that. And if you're doing a vegetable garden bed, it's kind of recommended that you look at incorporating organic matter at the beginning of every season. So if you have two growing seasons and you want to do that at the
exactly.
head
those
of
those plants
everyone.
Really suck up the nutrients. And they're just like we are. They need water, air, and food. And so that's the best food of all. I'm always... one of my favorite little comments that I learned in the class was, he with the most compost wins. And right. I think it really is true, especially when you're doing your vegetable gardening.
Right. And compost does disappear. It decomposes, breaks mm-hmm. down. Microbes use it. And so it's something you need to renew all the time.
All the time.
Keep it refreshed.
And if you don't have a compost bin or, you know, if you're not doing your own compost, that's okay. You can still purchase bags or you can even purchase it in bulk as well. But it is, it's liquid gold or powdered gold or I don't know what.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Black
for
gold.
Guarding black,
black
gold.
Gold.
It is.
And it's really kind of easy to kind of figure out how much you need. You know, if you look at 2 to 3 inches per your square feet of mm-hmm. your garden, all you need to know is your area of your garden itself,
right.
And then you just
do the math.
Or there's a lot of online calculators that help you do that, and they can break that down by cubic yard or mm-hmm. number of bags
exactly.
sold by the cubic foot. So there's a lot of ways to be able to get around there, but you want to make sure that you do pick a good compost, because it doesn't matter what type of soil you have, sandy or clay soil and everything in between will benefit from that added organic matter.
Absolutely.
And our you know, the biggest thing against compost here is moisture. We're just a dry climate. You got to keep those compost piles wet to keep them, you know, keep them going. And once you put the compost in the ground, it's got to be watered to do its thing, break down, start releasing
right.
nutrients and improve the, you know, soil structure, all those good things. But it has to be worked into the ground.
And it looks rich. I
right.
mean, when you know, especially after you've watered it and you know, work it till it really well, it's just, you can almost see it working.
Yeah.
You're saying, oh, no wonder this stuff is so yeah. great
Some
for
people
my
confuse mulch and compost, and mulch
it's
is what you put on top of the ground, and it stays on top of the ground, but it helps to stop, you know, evaporation losses, keeps moisture in the ground, keeps weeds down. But it, you know, over time it can break down and add some organic matter to the soil. But primarily, it's a thicker, denser type material, and its purpose is to keep moisture in the ground
mm-hmm.
and keep weeds
out.
Right.
Yeah, that mulch is that nice finishing
yeah.
product.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
that you
it really does
lay it
look
on
nice
the,
when you're done.
Right.
When you're done, and you know, I think a lot of people don't think about using it in your containers, but it's important because your containers dry out even faster than your garden beds. So
right.
make sure that you add that mulch to your containers once you plant them. And it does, like Denise said, it really finishes it nicely. And there's all sorts, you know, you can, if you're doing succulents, you can use a rock as a mulch. And of course, it's not going to break down, but it really looks
right.
nice and it still serves the same purpose.
Right.
Right. And then, of course, we're towards the another March tip that's coming along, too, is we're kind of towards the end of the cool winter weeds, if you will. I know that we had a lot of London Rocket out
by
our office where we're at, and they're
pretty
much all
everywhere.
Done. Exactly.
It's all flowering and going
right.
to
it's
seed.
It's all going
right
to seed, exactly. So if you didn't take it out, you're missing that really a small window to be able to prevent it from coming up back year after year. But the good thing is that our Bermuda grass should still be dormant at this point right now. So it's a good opportunity to be able to go out there and pull out any new grassy weeds because they're very easy to spot.
They're green.
Yeah, they're green. They're the only thing that's green that's not your Bermuda grass.
Right. Oh, and that seems to have really gone crazy this year. So it's... You got to stay on top of it.
Right.
There's nothing like the mechanical way of doing it to keep it under
right.
control.
Well, the you know, the weeds, we do have quite a few cool season weeds because of the moisture we had earlier this fall.
Right.
That brought a lot of stuff up, germinated a lot of stuff up. So we have had, you know, South Thistle and, you know, the rescue grass. And,
oh, that's true,
and,
yeah.
The London Rocket, of course, and all those coming up. So there are quite a few different cool season weeds. And like Denise said, they are going to seed now, they're maturing out.
Oh,
and
goodness.
Trying to kill them now with a herbicide, you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
And they're just going to go to seed. So hate to say it, best thing to do is pull them out and get them out of there, because if you chop them and let them fall, the seed's still going to disperse and you got a whole new crop for next year.
You just germinated for the mother plant.
Yeah, by the thousands.
And the last thing you ever want to do is mow down any of those weeds.
No, right. No.
That's even worse, because not only are you going to chop them, but you're going to spread and disperse the seed.
Yeah, the number one rule in weed control is do not let them seed.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. And that's hard to do. And nobody, you know, people say, oh, I don't want to weed. Well, that just goes with gardening. It's just part of it.
Right.
And before we're out of time, let's go ahead and visit a little bit about planting some warm season vegetables and starting those, even though it's a little too cool to place them directly outside, but you can certainly get a head start in doing some propagation indoors.
It's a good time to start your projects indoors. There's all sorts of little kits and so forth and so on out in the big box stores that you can purchase. Make sure you purchase a good germinating soil. It's a little bit lighter, and you know, as you've germinated that seed, the other tip that I would recommend is make sure that when you put the germination soil in, you know, whether you're doing six packs or you're going to do peat pots or whatever, make sure that it's damp. Make sure that it's damp. And then you should use a pencil.
Mm-hmm.
Read the information on the packet. It'll tell you how deep to plant that seed. Sprinkle a little bit more of that germination soil, or keep it wet and keep it in good light. Some of them even come like with little plastic domes. I discovered the other day, if you buy cupcakes, like a six pack of cupcakes, you can use that package to plant your seeds. And then it has a self-made greenhouse on it, because it you just snap it shut again. So that's my experiment for this year.
Well, there you go. That's reusing different plastics.
Exactly. We're recycling in all sorts of ways. And it's a great time to start your tomatoes. I wouldn't put that off at all. If you're going to go that route, you can start your summer herbs, get some basil going. It doesn't like the cold, so you want to wait before you put it out. And wait till those plants get their second set of leaves before you know, and then harden them off a little bit. And by that, I mean take them outside for a while and let them get used to the outside temperatures. You can put them on a windowsill, grow light, whatever. There's all sorts of ways to do it. So when in doubt, Google.
Sure
it'll tell you how.
Be sure you use a sterile, soilless mix.
Yes.
Don't get soil out of your garden and plant your seed in, because you may have some
all sorts
fungus
of problems
or something in there. So you want to make
critters,
sure it's sterile.
Very hard
sterile
and fast
soil.
Rules, and that's one of them. Always use new, brand new sterile soilless potting mix for your seed propagation.
No peat moss on it.
And wonderful. So we had a lot of different chores and gardening tips for you all that you can accomplish indoors and outdoors at this point. And if you have additional questions, you can always give the Master Gardener Help Desk a call at 771-2354. We want to thank you for listening to today's show, and thank Danny Gonzalez for engineering and producing. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.